Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's the career of harpist Erica Goodman, who spent 8 summers as a camper at Interlochen in the 1950s and 1960s. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, stay with us. Erica Goodman attended Interlochen for 8 summers between 1957 and 1964. She came from a musical family. Her father was the concertmaster of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. But even though Erica already played the piano, she really wanted to play the harp.
And through a musical colleague of my father, we heard about this camp in Michigan where I could be in the beginning harp class and try out the harp and see if I had any aptitude for it.
It would be a vast understatement to say that Erica Goodman had an aptitude for the harp. Here she is in the summer of 1962, just 14 years old, performing as the soloist in the Sacred and Profane Dances of Claude Debussy. Orion Daly is conducting the National High School Broadcast Orchestra. Orion Daly conducting Interlaken's National High School Broadcast Orchestra in music of Claude Debussy, The Sacred and Profane Dances, a performance from the summer of 1962 featuring a 14-year-old Erica Goodman. Another memorable experience Erica Goodman had at Interlaken was the summer she got to perform on a local television broadcast from Interlaken, where she played a sonata by Giovanni Battista Pescetti.
At that time, they had a television program, I think it was weekly, that featured interviews with people, and as you can see, the one I was on, Joe Maddy was on it, and they would have performances by gifted students. I was invited to play, and the piece that I was working on at the time was the Pescetti Sonata.
The Pescetti Sonata has held a special place in Erica Goodman's heart for over 50 years since she played it on TV that summer. She even included it on the 2014 reissue of her debut album, Erica Goodman in Concert. And that's the performance we'll hear of the Sonata in C minor by Giovanni Battista Pescetti.
Thank you.
harpist Erica Goodman performing the Sonata in C minor by Giovanni Battista Pescetti from the 2014 reissue of her debut album, Erica Goodman in Concert. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today we're looking at the career of harpist Erica Goodman. Another piece that Erica Goodman played while she was a camper at Interlochen was The Introduction and Allegro by Maurice Ravel. It's a piece she had dreamed about playing since she heard a recording of it as a very small child.
I couldn't wait until I could learn that piece because I knew it by ear, and I couldn't wait till I could play it.
The piece still holds her affection today.
It's just a microcosm of perfect harp writing and the shape of it. It's like a little mini concerto that has even a cadenza in the middle.
From the Erica Goodman and Friends album, here is Maurice Ravel's Introduction and Allegro, featuring Erica Goodman and members of the Amadeus Ensemble.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maurice Ravel's Introduction and Allegro, performed by harpist Erica Goodman and members of the Amadeus Ensemble, from the album Erica Goodman and Friends. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our episodes at interlochencollection.org. From the time that she played first harp when the National High School Symphony Orchestra performed at the White House in 1962, to well into the 21st century, Erica Goodman has collaborated with many different musicians. In the 1990s, the record label BIS approached her about a new album of music for horn and harp, collaborating with hornist Søren Hermansen. The two ended up making two albums together, featuring a number of world premiere recordings for this surprising pairing of instruments. Because they were working from unpublished music manuscripts, they ran into some interesting issues.
Søren did all the investigation and research for this. A lot of it he did at the famous museum, one of the museums in Paris, and it was all on microfiche, and he sent me piles and piles of practically illegible music.
Here's just one of the many pieces that Erica Goodman and Søren Hermansen recorded together, the Air Écossais Varié for Horn and Harp by Louis-François Delprat. The Air Écossais Varié for Horn and Harp by Louis-François Delprat, performed by hornist Søren Hermansen and harpist Erica Goodman from their album Horn and Harp Soiree. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Erica Goodman fondly remembers learning how to practice when she was a camper at Interlaken. Even though the harp studio's location near the Interlaken Bowl created some interesting challenges.
The interesting part about being behind the bowl was that, of course, it was far from soundproof and not weatherproof either. I thought it was a very good training for concentration because I would be practicing while there were orchestra rehearsals going on, band rehearsals going on, you know, people walking back and forth, all kinds of stuff. And you really learned how to focus.
That focus that she learned has served her very well. Her 1994 album, Erica Goodman Plays Canadian Harp Music, won a Juno Award, the Canadian equivalent of a Grammy Award. That album featured many pieces written specifically for her, including this one, Song of Nymphs by Marian Mozetich.
Thank you. Thank you.
Song of Nymphs, music of Marian Mozetich, a piece written for Erica Goodman and featured on her Juno Award-winning album, Canadian Harp Music. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlochen Public Radio.